Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Chaf, the 20th daf here in Maseches Arla, and we finished Yud Tes and Beis. We spoke about the Shita of Rabbi Meir, right? Because the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek and Perek HaTruma, that's the Perek we're in now, Perek HaTruma, which started back on Daf Tezayin, spoke about the different Shiurim for various Isurim. First, we spoke about the ones that are Truma, Truma Chala Bikurim. Those are all the same Chalos Shem Isser. So that everybody agrees, Mitztarfim Ze Im Ze. But then we add Arla and Kelei HaKerem, which happens to be both 1 and 200, but they're two totally different Shemos Isser. But the Tanakhama still says, Mitztarfim Ze Im Ze. They could combine a little bit of Arla, a little bit of Kelei HaKerem, could Aser the mixture. And the Rabbi Shimon says, no way. Shimon says, they're not Mitztarif. And Rabbi Eliezer says, well, it depends. They're Mitztarif Balach, but not Beyavish. Right? Those are the three shitas in the Mishnah back on Daf Tezayin. So first we discuss the first opinion. The first opinion on yesterday's Daf, Yud Tes and Beis, where it said, who is the shita that says, Arla and Kelei HaKerem, two separate, two different Shemos Isser, Kibi Mitztarif? So it must be the shita of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, all Isurim are Mitztarif. Because after all, they're all included in Lo Socha Kol Toeva. They're all included in that, don't eat any abominable food in the eyes of Hashem, and that would include anything that's usher, and therefore they're all mitztaref locos alein bikizayis. So there's a chiddush here, avodah zar. There's a chiddush here in that not only they're mitztaref. That is a chiddush, but it says not only that they're mitztaref, but lilkos alein bikizayis, right, to get malchus. So that's an added chiddush. Why? Because Tosfos asks in avodah zara, on Daf Samach Vav Amad Aleph, don't we paskin a lav she'ein bo lav shebeklalos as ein lokan alayan? We mention often, anytime you have a lav that's not dumya de lav de chasima, a lav that's not similar to the lav of muzzling, right? In Parshas Kiseitze, the mitzvah of giving malchus, arbaim yakenu lo Yosef, right? That's next to the lav of muzzling. So we say you only get a malchus if it's similar to the lav of muzzling. That means it has a maisa, and that means it's not nita glase. That means it's not nita lasharim pisa bezdin, and that means it's not a lav shebeklalos. All of those four, you're not going to get malchus for because they are not similar to lav de chasima. So says the Tosfos. Tosfos says on Samach Vavam and Aleph and Avodah Zarah, where this day is also mentioned. Right, that's where Rabbi Meir is also. Minayin, I'm reading Avodah Zarah, Samach Vavam and Aleph. Minayin, the Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah Shemisarven Zemzesh Nerelo Socha Kol Toeva Kol She Ta'afti Lecha Hari Hu Bebal Tochal. Right, that's the language a little bit more complete. That's the language in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav and Aleph. Anything that I was mitaev to you is included in this Isser. So Tosfos says, via filu lamanda amar lav shebeklalos in lokan alav, and even according to the manda amar of lav shebeklalos, how can you say malchus here? So if you want to say it's all included, so that isn't that a lav shebeklalos? Hani mili, when do you say it's a problem of lav shebeklalos? Says Tosfos, gun alin v'lulvin demafki mikol asher ye'ase migefen ayayin. If you have two different things, two different isurin that are included in the same pasuk, v'chein chay u'mevushal v'chami tverya demafkinan michi imtzli esh aval hecha to ha'isur mefurash kol echa levado kigon b'kol isuri d'alma. Here it's an unusual lav shebeklalos because you want to say it's all included in kol toeva, but everyone else has his own pasuk. Every Isser in the Torah, every Machlos Isser has his own Pasuk. That's not a Lav Shebeklalos is only if you include everything in a Pasuk that is totally includes 10 different things. That's not Mefurish anywhere else. But here it's Mefurish elsewhere, and therefore it's not going to be. Ichazinan Mikra Kehacha Dimitztarfi Lo Chashvina Le Lav Shebeklalos. So it's not a Lav Shebeklalos. So Tosfos is alluding to a big discussion in the Rishonim, and that is, what exactly is a lav shebeklalos? How do you define a lav that is inclusive? Includes a lot of things. What's the problem of a lav shebeklalos? And the Rishonim ask it by a number of cases, is this a lav shebeklalos or not? One of the more well-known in this sugya discussion is Yantif. We know that on Yantif, One gets for Shabbos, there's an Isser, Chilul Shabbos, there's an Isser Misa and Karis, and for Yontif, there's an Isser Malkus. Isser Malkus, Lasaza Kamalach, it goes down, it's an Isser Malkus. The question is, how is it, ask the Rishonim, ask Tosfos, ask the Ramban, how could you get Malkus for the Isser Malacha on Yontif? Isn't it a Lav Shebeklalos? Right, that's the question that the Rishonim ask, right? It includes a lot of different Isurim. I can't plow, and I can't color, and I can't, I do many different Isurim. I can't build, right? I can't do all these Yisurim on Yontif, besides the Heter Vachol Nefesh, but all the other Yisurim are Aser on Yontif, and you get Malkus for it, but how could you get Malkus? Isn't it a Lav Shebe Klalos? So that's Tosfos' question in Sanhedrin, Saf Salma Gimel. The Ramban asked that question in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Why isn't it a Lav Shebe Klalos? So Tosfos says, V'adamin perakam de beitza, de mevashal gidanasha be Yontif loke, right? The Gemara in Beitza, Daf Yud Beis says that if you cook a gidanasha on Yontif, you're going to get five Malkus, and one of them is going to be a bear for cooking on Yontif, meaning you're going to get Malkus for Los Sasakomalach on Yontif. Why isn't that a Lav Shebe Klalos? Lo chashvin lo Lav Shebe Klalos, says Tosfos. Dixiv ko meleches avoda lo sasu, kmo lo saavdim dahacha. Dahasa mifarish tfei dixiv avoda, dimishtama ko melecha shehi avoda. Tosfos says that it's not a lav shebe klalos if there is a more general line and you basically have to fill in the blank. It doesn't say, what's a lav shebe klalos? What's the classic example? Don't eat blood. So the pashup shot is, don't eat blood. Then we include seven other things included in that. Bezin doesn't eat on the day they put somebody to death. Don't eat before you daven. Right? Don't eat before the carbon's blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. So all of those are included, but that's not fill in the blank. That's not fill in the blank. There's the pashup shot of the pasuk, and then there's 10 other things that we include. That's a lav shebe klalos. But if it's a general pasuk, and you're meant to put many different things into that fill in the blank, and all of those fit into the pashup shot, that's not a lav shebe klalos. Right? A lav klali is not a lav shebe klalos. Right? It's lo sasa ko malacha. That is not a lav shebe klalos. That is Tosfos. You look in the Ramban. The Ramban has a totally different shot. The Ramban says, "What's a lot?" And the Ran on that Gemara. It's in Sefer HaMitzvahs, but the Ran in the Kedushia Ran in Sanhedrin, Daf Sama Kimmel, quotes the Ramban, his great grand Rebbe, and he says it's not a lav shebe klalos because it is all the same shame isser. It's all the same shame isser. If you have five different chalos issers, then that's a lav shebe klalos. You have an isser of eating blood, and you have an isser of eating. It's five different ideas. That's the lav shebe klalos. That's a problem. But if you have five different isserim included in one pasuk, but they're all the same shame isser, you violated it five different ways, that's not a lav shebe klalos. Right? That's lo sasa ko malacha. Lo sasa ko malacha could be violated by plowing, and by cleaning, and by coloring, and by weaving, and by building. But all of those are all the same shame isser. Right, and therefore, that's not going to be a lav shebe klalos. That's not a lav shebe klalos, even though it includes many different isurim, but it's really one isur. So that's a two totally different ideas. Do you say a lav shebe klalos is a problem if there's a pashup shot and then there's many other things you include? That's a lav shebe klalos, meaning it would not be a lav shebe klalos if it's just a general statement that you fill in the blank, right? Or Rabban says, and the Ran, it's a lav shebe klalos if you include five different shemos isser in the same pasuk. But if it's not the same, if not the different, but it's just five different ways to violate the same shem isser, that wouldn't be a lav shebe klalos. So maybe one point relating to what we spoke about two shiurim ago, and that is lifnei iver lo sitin michshol a lav shebe klalos. Lifnei iver, right? I could violate that by causing you to do 20 different averis. Right, is that a lav shebe klalos? The Rambam in the Shrashim, the Rambam calls that a lav shebe klalos. Shorish test, the Rambam says, lifnei iver is an example of a lav shebe klalos. So you can violate it in many different ways. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, on the Mitzvah of lifnei iver, he doesn't say anything about a lav shebe klalos. But he says, you're not going to get malchus for lifnei iver. Why? Because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Because it's a lav shein b'maisa. That's his last line here in Reish Lamed Beis. So the Achronim are medayik. So he does not say the reason is because it's a lav shebe klalos. He says the reason because it's lav shein b'maisa. It must be that he holds it's a lav. It's not a lav shebe klalos, It's not a lav shebeklalos. So why not? So this might be another nafkamina to the klali prati discussion of lifnei iver. Right? How do you look at it? Is lifnei iver one lifnei iver, and you could violate it in 20 different ways, but it's really the same shame iser? Or do you say lifnei iver is prati lekol echad ve'echad? Lifnei iver of chaylev is chaylev, and lifnei iver is of chazer is chazer, and it's separated. So that could be, Rabbi Elchanan suggests, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch could be about lifnei iver, or it could be about lashon b'kolos. It could be about one of those two isurim. Okay, so let's continue. I'll add a lot more, but now we have to start on top. Chaf amar aleph etzarach laharim. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, that if a truma gets batel, 1 in 100, so it's batel, but you have to take one out and give it to the kohen. But if arla and kilei akerem are batel in 1 in 200, then it's batel. You don't have to give anything to anybody. So ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Why here do you have to give it to the kohen and why here not? So hacha at amar tzarach laharim, by truma, after it's batel, you have to take one and give it to the kohen. Vahacha at amar ena tzarach laharim, and here by arla and kelei akerem, you don't have to. So answer, as we have mentioned in the past, Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi, Rav Yevo b'shem Rav Yochanan, mipnei gezel hashevet. The difference is because by truma, it belongs to the kohen, and it's mutter to the kohen. So what that it's batel, but you got to take one down and give him. Arla and kelei akerem are usser. They're usser. They're machalas asuros. They become batel. So who are you going to give to anybody? It's batel. The kohen has no closer shaychus to the arla and the kelei akerem than you do, right? It's all usser to Jews, and now it's mutter, and therefore you don't have to give to anybody. It's only by the kohen. It's gezel hashevet. It's gezel hashevet, and therefore you have to take one and give it to the kohen. V'tani kein. We also learned in a brisa that the truma has to do with the kohen's Ratzon, called truma. The Tosefta says that if you have truma that got mixed into a whole mixture, 1 in 100, and it's very inferior type of items, they're not makbid on it. So these items, if they get mixed in, then you don't have to give it. Because you see, it's all based on the gezel hashevet, and here they're not makbid on it, so it's not gezel, and therefore you don't have to be meirim. Even though Rabbi Yosef Engel here points out in the Gilyon Hashas, the original hafrasha you have to do, the original hafrasha is truma. That's not just totally on gezel hashevet, right? Because by these items, the charuvin and the sarin shebe'adom, not that if they get mixed in, do you have to give truma from these things? Of course you do. You have to be mafresh and give it to the kohen. Right, so the original Nesina, you don't say, oh, they're not makbits, therefore you don't have to give it. No, because there's an Isser element to the truma. It's Tevel, and you have to be mafresh it and be Masaki in the Kri and give it to the Kohen. The only time we're talking about that their Ratzon makes a difference is if it became Batel in 100. So if it became Batel in 100, so then that's where you wouldn't have to be Meirim by these items. There is a discussion in the Achronim, how exactly Lumdus-wise, how this works, that it falls in 1 in 200, so it's batel, I have to give one to the Kohen. Why exactly? So is that me'ikir hadin, or is that just an extra chumrah? Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. He says, it's me'ikir hadin, because the iser of truma is batel, but the mamon of truma is not batel. Because we know from Beis Lama Ches, what happens if I have a shekel, and I tripped and my shekel flew out of my hand and it fell into your bag of 5,000 shkalim. So now what? You say, oh, my shekel is batel. You get to keep all the money? No. Mamonis is not batel. There's one of my shkalim in there. You have to give me a shekel. Right? That's not. You don't say mamonis is batel. That's a Gemara in Beitza on Daf Lamed Ches in the Bavli. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, fine if truma, the iser of truma is batel, but the mamon of truma is not batel. So it belongs to Kohenim. So you got to take one out and give it to the Kohen. Unihid iser truma batil bechanumeya din mamon lo batil hilkach tzarach laharim avagabi arla v'kelei akerem delo shayach be gezel hashevet ain tzarach laharim. That's Rav Chaim Kanievsky right here on the page. If you look in the Shara Yosher of Shimon Shkaf in Gimel Chav Gimel, he says no. The mamonis of truma is totally on the iser of truma. If there's no iser of truma, then there's no mamon of truma. Kohanim don't get anything unless it has the status of truma. So once the status of truma is removed, then there is no more. The Kohen has no monetary stake in the truma unless it's first iser. The iker, I'll read it. The iker zechias hashevet b'hai sa'at truma he mi machmas shehi truma v'im tifka mizeh din truma aspaka gam zechias hashevet Once he gets it, then it loses the connection to its iser.
Right,
he quotes that from an earlier, based on the Tosfos. So therefore, here, really it's batel. You have to give one as a, you know, as a chumrah. As a chumrah to shalo yishtakech toras truma, whatever the case may be there. But where goes there. Okay. Arla v'keli ha-kerim, olin bechad u-matayim. So the Mishnah said that Arla and keli ha-kerim are batel in 200. Remember, 201. Right? Echad u-matayim. So again, as we've said, all of these are sheer midrabanan. Midarais is all batel berov. Min b'mino is batel b'shishim, by tam. But if it's lach, but all these shirim. So where do you know 200? Minayin shein olin. How do you know that keli ha-kerim and Arla are batel? How do you know they're batel at all? So ksiv malaya, malaya. It's a ksiv shava of malaya, malaya. We're not exactly sure which psukim are being referred to here. There's the mafreshim here on the page say two choices. Malaya might be it's comparing trumas meiser and arla and kilei akerim. Arla, right? It says that by kilei akerim, losizra kamracha kilayim pentikdash hamalaya hazera. So there's the malaya. There's the word malaya. And it says also by Trumas Meiser, the Rasilio, but also says in Mishpatim, Malayas Chavadim Achalosa Acher. Right? Then, so you don't know exactly which of the psukim is it referring to Truma, Malayas Chavadim Achalosa, is it referring to Trumas Meiser? But either way, Truma and Trumas Meiser are both batel. So, Ksim Malaya Malaya, Ma Malaya, Shenemra Lahalan Ola, just like the Malaya that it says there, either by Truma or Trumas Meiser is batel. Afkan Ola, so to here, it is by Arla and Kelea Kerim, it is batel. So that's the comparison. Where I says, wait a minute, if you're, the Makar is Arla, is the Makar of is Truma, Trumas Meiser, that's batel in 100. Imakshan Meya, Afkan Meya. If your source for Bittel, how do you know Arla and Kelea Kerim are batel? Is Truma, then Truma is batel in 100. So why isn't Arla and Kelea Kerim batel in 100? Answer, Lefisha Kafal HaKasev Isuro. No, Arla and Kelea Kerim are doubly usser. It's not only usser b'achila, it's usser b'hana'a. So because it's doubly usser, so Shinu Chacham Chiyuvo. So we double the shear. Remember, it's all Durabanan. It's all Durabanan. Right? You might say it's doubly usser. Okay, but that's the Chacham or double the Chiyah. The Achronim ask, if this is true, then why don't we say by every Isser Hana, you know, we should double the shear, right? Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav should be doubly Isser as compared to everything else. Many other Isserim are just only Isser B'achila, and Basar B'chalav is Isser B'ana. So why don't you say it's doubly Isser? So the Achronim work on that kasha. What's unique about Arla and Kelei HaKerem? Period. Arkad and Kelei HaKerem. So this teaches me, this is the Gzeir Shavet to Kelei HaKerem, right? Because Kelei HaKerem has the word Malaya. Right in Kiseitze, Pentikdash Hamaleya Hazera Shetizra. Arla Minayin. How do you know Arla? How do you compare Kelei HaKerem and Arla? So the Gemara says it's a Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu, which is the lowest level comparison. It's not based on Psukim, it's just based on Svara. They're pretty similar, so we're going to compare them. So that's what we do here. Mazu Asur Hanaya, Avzu Asur Hanaya. Right? Just like this is Asur Bana, so do just like Kelei HaKerem is Asur Bana, so do Arla. Somewhere it says, and mazu ola, avzu ola. So since this is asur banan and it's batel, so too this is asur banan and it's batel. So Gemara says, okay, that's one. Mamatzinu. But akad Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. This is one suggestion within the world of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Ishmael, but Rabbi Ishmael would have a different, how do you know this? We didn't mention Rabbi Akiva's name here. How do you know it's Rabbi Akiva? That's Rabbi Akiva. Look at the Mara Folda. Akadun Rabbi Akiva, the Hagzeris Shava, the Hamaleya Isa Bisifri. Because the Gzeris Shava is in the Sifri, right? That's the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Dvarim, right? We know we have a Medrash Halacha on, not Bracious, Shmos is the Mechilta, Vayikra is the Sifra, or the Torah's Kohanim, and the Bamidbar and Dvarim is the Sifri. So the Sifri that we just quoted here, that's where the Gzeris Shava is. The Stam Sifri, Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, where's that Gemara? Hey, Vavish. Where the Gemara says, where's that Gemara? Yeah, Pevav. Stam Asnisan Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemia, Stam Sifra Rabbi Huda, Stam Sifra Rabbi Shimon, Vikulhu Aliba Rabbi Akiva. Right, all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva have the Stam Tanaitic sources. So this is a Stam Sifri, and that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. That's what we say, that's what the Gemara says here, Ad Kadun Rabbi Akiva. So this is within the world of Rabbi Akiva, we know this is the Makar. It's the Gzira Shava plus the Mamatzinu. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmael, we have a different one, Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Yishmael has a different shot. Kal Vachomer, and we're about to see that the Kal Vachomer is going to be rejected, so that's only the Havamina, but really it's going to be a different Gzira Shava. But Kal Vachomer, Ma im Truma Shiasur Lazarim, Harezu Ola, if Truma, which is Usur to non-Kohanim, if Truma is Usur to Zarim, that's Batel. Arla, she muteris Lazarim Lakoshagin. So Arla, which is Mutter to Zarim, surely it should be Batel, because Arla is more Kal. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? Arlo is mutter lazarim. Arlo is mutter to everybody. It's even more chomer than truma. What kind of kavachomer is this? Truma is aser lazarim, and it's batel. So arlo, which is mutter lazarim, surely should be batel. So you look in the Gemara changes the girsa. The Gemara does not like this girsa. You cannot accept that arlo is a mutter. Arlo is not mutter lazarim. So the Gemara changes the girsa. Ma im truma she isuro iser ola mareza ola truma is an iser forever. Truma is always aser to zarim. So truma, which is an eternal aser, it's ola arla she isur iser olam arla, which is only aser for 3 years, surely should be ola. Okay, so there, that's a case where arla is more mekel. Arla is more mekel. So truma, which is always aser eternally, is batel. So arla, which is only aser for 3 years, surely should be. Should be batel. So, first of all, how do you save our girsa? And what's the problem with the Gra's girsa? So, how do you save our girsa? Arla's mutter? Arla's not mutter. So, if you look in the Marafolda, Arla is not usur because of the Kedusha Shebo. That's what the Gemara means. Truma, which is usur because it's Kadosh and it's batel. Arla, which is not usur because it's Kadosh, surely should be batel. But Arla is also for different reasons, also because it's Arla, but not because it's Kadosh. That's how you read the line. Right? Mitzad, it's Mutu Lazar Mitzad Kedusha. It's not Asr to Yisrael because it's Kadosh, because it's Asr to a Kohen also. The Graz Girsa itself presents a problem also. What does the Graz say? What's the problem with the Graz Girsa? Truma is Asr forever, and Arla is Asr only for 3 years. These fruits that grew in Arla, they're Asr only for 3 years? No. Arla fruit are usher forever. You're right. This tree that grows fruit after 3 years is going to be mutter. But the arla fruit themselves are usher forever. So that's a machlokas. If you look in Kiddushin in the Bavli, the Flamed Ches, Tosas has 4 deos, I think. Tosas has 4 deos, where the Gemara is not clear. The Gemara says something about arla, but you don't know what it says. The Gemara there is talking about kilei akerem chadash and arla. And what the factors of each one. This one is usher forever, and this one is usher in this, and this one is... So it goes through each one. So it says, Arla, 2 things apply to Arla. 2 out of 3 apply to Arla. So it's not clear what 2 out of 3 apply to Arla. Is there a heter le'isura? Rashi says, oh, there's a heter to Arla, because in the 4th year it's mutter. That's what Rashi says there, which is like our girsa of the Gra, right? That Arla is only usher for 3 years. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's wrong. Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, Hapriya Gadol Bishnei Arla Asur La'olam Ve'elo Heter. You can't say the line in the Gemara of Yesh Heter Li'isuro. That's the line in the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamaches. That's not what the Gemara is referring to that applies to Arla. Because there is no Heter Li'isuro to Arla. Right? Rashi says there is. You can look at the tree. You don't look at the fruit. And that's what the Gra must be doing here in his Girsa change. But there must be other Pshatim there. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Arla, what does it mean? Arla here doesn't mean Arla, it means 4th year. Arla zu b'shana revias kamar. It means yesh heter li'isura ayde pidyon. It's referring to Ravai. That's interesting. The Gemara calls Ravai Arla. Then Tosas quotes Reb Yantif, to pirish, to ba'arla mamish kamar. What is yesh heter li'isura? You're allowed to plant fruit trees, even though you're creating Arla. Right, generally, are you allowed to create Isurim? You're allowed to create Isurim. Lead to problems. That's what it means, Yesh Heter Li'isuro. You're allowed to plant fruit trees, even though you're creating an Isur. That's what Yesh Heter Li'isuro means. Yesh Heter Ligrom Isur. Ulenotam. Vikelayim Asur Lagotlam Ulazarim. You're not allowed to plant Kelayim. That's another Isur. Then Rav Moshe Mifantazia has another pshat, right? All these pshatim in this Tosfos here. Arlo yesh heter liisuro al yedei bezdin to pre arla asurin atu b'shvat. If the Bezdin makes 1 month a chaser and not a malay, then it's 1 day sooner it's going to be mutter. That's what it means. It's heter li'isuro. It's totally on the calendar. Because totally on the calendar, Bezdin can make it mutter one earlier day. So these are all different pshatim. What does it mean that Arla could be heter li'isuro when it's limited? Okay, but either way, this is the suggestion of Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, if Truma is batel, so surely Arla should be batel. So the Gemara now says, second to last line, no, that can't be. What do you mean? Arla is Asur Bahana. So Asur Bahana is more chamor. And you want to put it even within the Gra's suggestion? Asur Hana'a temporarily could be more chamor than Isur Achila eternally. Right, Isra'na, it's more chamor. So you can't say that bittul of sure works. So the Gemara answer is, okay, you're right. Rabbi Shmuel did not say a kal vachomer. He said the following, Reb Chinina, pre Gzereshava. It's a Gzereshava between Arla and Bikurim. Arla and Bikurim, and therefore it says pre by Bikurim, and we know Bikurim is batel, so too Arla is going to be batel. Fine. This is the Gemara. There is one unusual line of the Rambam that the Achronim wonder about. The Rambam, in the beginning of our Perek, in the Pirshim Mishnayis, in our Perek, says, when the Mishnah says that Allah and Kelei Kerem are batel in 200, the Rambam says, I've never seen this in the Rambam. Eini zocher ata b'divrei chachamim asmachta she'aleh hismichu dinze. I don't remember anywhere, says the Rambam, where there's a remez or an asmachta to the shear of 200. Right? So the Achronim wonder, it's a Gemara in the Bavli, in Psachim, and Daf Mamaches, and is this Yerushalmi right here? We said it's double, we double it because it's Asur Bahana, so if Truma is 100, so these are 200. What does that mean? The Rambam didn't forget this Yerushalmi and that Bavli. So what does the Rambam mean? Did he have a different gear, so he didn't have these lines? Sarachian, the Rambam says, I don't remember. Okay, I don't know. Rambam says, I don't remember. An asmachta to the 200, but a remes. He's not saying a real limud. This Gemara, Psachim, so it's a kasha, what the Rambam means by Eini Zocher, because we don't trust that the Rambam really wasn't Zocher, because he didn't forget this Beferish Gemaras. Okay, we continue. Umisarfim Zemzeh, so now just to lay out the groundwork for what's coming in the next daf. So the Gemara, remember, it quoted three different opinions between different Shemos Isser. Mitztarfim Zemzeh, what did Rabbi Meir say? They're Mitztarif. Kalei Kerem and Arla Mitztarif, even though they're two totally separate Isserim. Mitztarfim Zemzeh, Bein Le'esar, that means whether it's Yavesh, Bein, we take out the next word, Kadeli Tein Tam. Deber Rabbi Meir. Meir says that the two different Isurim are Mitztarif, right? Arla and Kelei Akerem. And you might have thought only those two. But as we saw, the Makar for Rabbi Meir is, it's Kol Sheta Afti Lecha, Hari Bo Tochal. So Rabbi Meir would say any two Isurim are Mitztarif. Any two Isurim are Mitztarif. And that's, so you might have thought that Arla and Kelei Akerem are similar. You have to figure out if they're Mitztarif, if there's two different Isurim with two different Shiurim. Which Shiur do you go by? We'll have to talk about that. What if you have, you know, Chazer and Kelei Akerem? I don't know if you get it, liquefied somehow. So, you know, how do you measure the shiurim? That's Rabbi Meir. Meir says the two Shimon sisters are mitztarif, bein lach, bein yavesh. Rabbi Shimon omer e mitztarif. Rabbi Shimon says they're not mitztarif. Rabbi Shimon says no, only one shem isser can be mitztarif. So again, yes, truma and chala and bikurim, those are all the same shem isser. And therefore they're all racious. They're all racious. Therefore they can be mitztarif, but not otherwise outside of that. The Achronim all wonder, Rabbi Shimon, if you look at Maseches Makos, Rabbi Shimon says you violate Isurim even less than a Kezias. So what do you need even Tzirif for, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon doesn't need any Tzirif. Any tiny little Isser, right, is going to be a problem. Okay, but that's Rabbi Shimon, Ein Mitztarfin. Only if they're the same Shem Isser. Sometimes there are machlokos about what is the same Shem Isser and what is not the same Shem Isser. Right, remember the Bar Mitzvah Drasha of Reb Chaim, Nevela and Trefa. Nevela and Trefa, he assumed, and he brought rise to this, are the same shame isser. right? Even though nevela means an animal died without shechita, and shreifa means it was shechted, but it had a different problem with it. It had a hole in its lung. So you might have said those are two totally different things. Reb Chaim assumed that they were the same. Because they're mitzaret, the same shemisser. What does that mean? Shreifa doesn't mean it's a perfect shechita. With a shreifa means there's even a problem with the heter shechita. And there are rias to this, which is not for now. But that's the so that could be an issue. Are those the same shame isser or not? All the isurim of Shabbos, are they the same shame isser? It's a big discussion in Maseches Krisus. But that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said they're not mitzarif. And Rabbi Eliezer Omar mitzarif in Minos Saint Tom avalo lesser. Rabbi Eliezer has the middle shita. That means they're mitzarif for lach, but not for Yavish. So we'll have to talk about these shitas. What exactly is the case they're arguing about? Ad Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. We'll stop here.